Take our Bible this morning and go over the book of 2 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians chapter 11. Appreciate the singing today. The choir singing, the special singing. What a Savior, what a friend. And I'm going to ask you to stand to your feet now. And last Sunday, we preached on the remedy of care. And looked at the thought of care in the definition of concern or anxiety, where the Apostle Paul said in the book of Philippians to be careful for nothing. And we looked at the way to do that, at the remedy for anxiety and care. And we talked about how that we're to pray with thanksgiving and to let our supplications be known unto the Lord. And all those things, we looked at that. But today I want to preach with the thought of the reality of care, or having a real care. With the idea of care meaning to look to or regard or to have attention or heed to or to be in charge or have the oversight of something. And I think we understand what it means is these two sitting right here, they care for them young'uns right there. They care for them. By the way, it also means to have regard or affection for, if we care for something. So look with me in 2 Corinthians chapter 11. Look in verse 20. For you suffer if a man bring you into bondage. If a man devour you, if a man take of you, if a man exalt himself, if a man smite you on the face. I speak as concerning reproach, as though we had been weak. Howbeit, wherein soever any is bold, I speak foolishly, I am bold also. The Apostle Paul, he is using, as he says, if you read down through here in these prior verses, he talks about a little foolishness, and he talks even about coming down through here as he talks, and as he is talking about the sufferings and that maybe the church at Corinth had suffered through. He said, howbeit wherein soever any is bold, I speak foolishly, I am bold also. Are they Hebrews, verse 22, so am I. Are they Israelites, so am I. Are they the seed of Abraham, so am I. Are they ministers of Christ, I speak as a fool, I am more. In labors more abundant, in stripes above measure, in prisons more frequent, in deaths oft. Of the Jews, five times received die 40 stripes, saved one, it's 195 stripes, by the way. Thrice was I beaten with rods, once was I stoned, thrice I suffered shipwreck. Let me stop right here. If I'm not mistaken, we only know about one of those. And that's in the book of Acts chapter 27. But he said three times, he said thrice I suffered shipwreck, a night and a day I have been in the deep, in journeys often, in perils of water, in perils of robbers, in perils of my own countrymen, in perils by the heathen, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren, in weariness and painfulness, in watchings often, in hunger and thirst, in fastings often, in cold and nakedness. Besides those things that are without, that which cometh on me daily, the care of all the churches. And you can be seated this morning. Lord, we love you and we thank you today for the opportunity that we have to come. And Lord, I am so thankful for these people, for your dear people that have taken the opportunity, that have had the care, and that to come this morning. Lord, I just don't want church to be just a few hours of somebody's time that we've just spent the past of the day, but that we've come to praise and worship you, but we've also come to learn about you. And if there's one here that is lost, that they'd be saved today. And Lord, we do thank you for being the one who came and died for us, shed your blood, your perfect blood, so that we might get saved. And I thank you for that. Thank you for the old story of the gospel, how that you died and rose again the third day for our sin. I thank you for that. Lord, would you help us now while we preach? Guard our mind and our thoughts. And Lord, I pray you give us unction from the Holy One and help us now. And help that one that needs help. Save that sinner's nearest tale for these things in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. As we looked at the definition of care, as I said last week, we talked about the concern or the anxiety that we have that It seems like this life forces upon us. But I want to preach having a thought of a real care in how much do we regard something or love something. How much do we caution or look to something and have a regard for it? And when you look through the Bible, you can find that the Bible teaches us and tells us that we're going to care for some things, or we need to care for some things. As a matter of fact, if you look in 1 Corinthians chapter 7, you'll find that the Apostle Paul said over there that the married man and the married woman, that they would care for their husband and care for their wife. I think you should. I think if you're married today, me and you should care for your wife. Amen. What was it he said in Ephesians 5? Husbands, love your wife, even Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. And ladies, I think if you're married, you ought to care and that for your husband. The book of Titus teaches us those things. That you're to love your husband and love your children. Let me say, if you've got children today, parents, you ought to care for your children. You ought to care for the welfare and for the upbringing and that of your children, and that in the cause of the Lord. The Apostle Paul said in the book of Ephesians 6, he said, "And you fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord." You do that because you love them and care for them. As a matter of fact, if you correct them according to the book of Proverbs, then you will love them because you correct them, or because you correct them, that is showing your love. As a matter of fact, he said, "Whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth." Amen. And thank God for the chastening hand of the Lord Jesus Christ, that when we get out of line, that he cares enough for us and loves us enough that he wants to correct us. And there are many things and many people to care for today. Now, we care for a lot, don't we? Now, I'll be honest with you, what we do mostly is what we care for. Who we show our affection toward is who we care for. And as Paul was writing to the church right here, imagine how much he cared for the Lord Jesus Christ. Imagine how much he cared for the church and how much he cared for the ministry that God had gave him. Did you all pay attention as I read, and you should have read, everything that he went through? I mean, he talks about being a minister of Christ. And what did he say right here? He said in labors more abundant. The very first thing that he started with was the work. Did you catch that? I'm not sure that I'd ever seen that before. We always focus on everything that Paul went through and that he suffered through. But when he began to talk about what he done, he said in labors more abundant. He said, "I work, man." He said, I work and that for the cause of the Lord Jesus Christ. I labor for Him. And in his labor, he began to talk about how that everything that he had suffered, he said, in stripes above measure, in prisons more frequent, in deaths off of the Jews 5 times, received by 40 stripes, saved 195 times, they beat on him. "Thrice was I beaten with rods." All the correction that the Roman Empire and that the Jews could throw at him, and all the beatings that they could give, never kept him from serving Christ. He said, "Once was I stoned." I believe that was at Lystra. Then he said, "Thrice I suffered shipwreck. A night and a day have I been in the deep." Can you imagine spending a night and a evening, a night and a day in the ocean, in the sea, and everything that Paul's doing is for the cause of Christ. You realize that all that motivated him, all that drove him, and that was serving the Lord Jesus Christ. Would you all agree with me today that Paul cared for his life in Christ? He said right here, he said, "In journeys often." And then he talked about perils. That's danger, you know. He said, "I've been in perils of water, in perils of robbers, in perils of my own countrymen, in perils by the heathen, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren. Everywhere I've been, I've been in danger somewhere of some kind, all because of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ." He cared for that. He said, in weariness. You know, we read over these words sometimes and we never think about it, but think about how weary the Apostle Paul really got at times. When he talked about in the book of 2 Timothy, when no man stood with him and everything that he's been through. You know, in 2 Timothy, he's coming to the end of his life and he's ready to go at this point and he knows he's probably leaving. But you know, he talks about how that no man stood with me. Imagine everything he's been through and the weariness that he's had. And then he said in painfulness. If you've been beaten 195 times of the Jews and beaten with rods and stoned, it's been 3 times he was shipwrecked. I'm sure he just didn't jump off that boat. I mean, in everything that he's been in, the book of Acts tells us that he's even bit by that viper over there, you know, that snuck out of the woods. I mean, he's done all this for the cause of Christ. And he says in weariness and painfulness, and he says in watchings often, in hunger and thirst, in fastings often, in cold and nakedness. And then he said this, besides those things that are without. See, everything that, all that was without. All that was coming from without. All that was just a force from without. But then he said to us, he said, that which cometh upon me daily, the care of all the churches. That was within. The care that he carried for those churches, the care that he had for the people of God and the things of God, that was within. And you can imagine how all the pressure from the outside made its way to the inside. I begin to think about all that Paul cared for the Lord Jesus Christ and the gospel and the church and his ministry and how much he cared for his ministry and his testimony. He said in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 6, you just go back a few chapters, he said, give no offense in anything that the ministry be not blamed. He cared for the ministry that God had gave him. Would to God that I could get some folks, and I can't do it, but I feel, sometimes I feel responsible for people. I just would to God that I could get people to understand the care that we need to have in serving Christ. He told the Apostle Paul told Timothy, he said this, but what's thou in all things, endure afflictions and do the work of an evangelist and make full proof of thy ministry. What God's called you to do, that's what you need to do. He said, make full proof of it. He said in Colossians chapter 4, and say to Archippus, take heed to thy ministry. You know what that word heed means? Care. If you look up the word heed, it means to mind or to regard with care. And he says, you tell Archippus, take heed to the ministry which thou hast received of the Lord and to fulfill it. Do it. Whatever God wants you to do, whatever you're supposed to do, whatever you know out of this scripture, that's what he wants us to care for. You know what you care for? What I learned a long time ago about myself. What I care for the most is what I show the most attention to. Now, is that not true today? What you care for the most is what you show the most attention to. Now, I know sometimes we get wrangled into things. I understand that. Everybody's got to go to work. I know some of you don't care for the job that you have, but you're trying to make a living. I understand that. The Lord understands that. But what I'm saying is when we have time, what we care for is what we're going to do most of the time. By the way, this is going to be exciting. I thought I'd warn you about that. And by the way, I'm not mad at all. As I preach, you may perceive that I am, but I'm not mad. And I'm not upset at all. But listen to me today. What I see today, especially, man, in the past 2 or 3 years, what I've seen is people just don't care, it seems, anymore. They just don't care. And that's a dangerous place to be in. That's a very dangerous place to be in. Three things I want to look at. About caring. And by the way, I wrote this down. What and who we care for comes out in us. And then I wrote this down, or I pinned something down about this, is you'll never see me eat green peas. Because I don't care for them. Now, I'll have to be real hungry, and I wouldn't even care to eat them then. But I'm just saying, what we care for is what comes out on. I got to desiring a white cake with chocolate icing the other day. That is my favorite cake. White cake with chocolate icing. Very plain. I like that. Most favorite cake in the world.
So my wife had to go by the grocery store to get just a few things. And so while I went in with her and while we was going through the grocery store, I was picking up Betty Crocker and Duncan Hines and we was just going through there and I was getting everything ready. And we went home and made a cake a couple of days later. Why? I cared for that. So that's what I done. And I enjoyed it. I didn't eat it all. There's some still there. But I cared for it. Y'all understand what I'm talking about today? What you care for will show up on you. And there's some things that as Christians that we should care for. I mean, we see everything that the Apostle Paul suffered through simply because he cared for the Lord and he cared for the church. And he suffered all this not that he would get a name, but that the Lord Jesus Christ would be magnified through the works that he had called Paul and that to do today. Three things I want to look at about what we need to care. Number one, first of all, we need to care about our service and that to Him. Our service to Him. Can I ask you, He said no man in the book of 2 Timothy chapter 2, He said no man that warreth entangled himself with the affairs of this life that he may please Him who had chosen him to be a soldier. How much do we care about pleasing the Lord? Sometimes I have to ask myself that question. Am I pleasing the Lord? Is my actions pleasing to the Lord? Now there's something that some of you know. I am a procrastinator from way back. I mean, I will procrastinate and put stuff off until you just have to go do it. And that's not a good way and that to serve the Lord. I mean, listen, what He wants out of us is to serve Him to the best of our ability. I mean, let me ask you this. How much do you read your Bible? Again, so preacher, you're a broke record. I am a broke record. I know that. But listen, part of our service in serving Him is to read your Bible. I mean, what did He say? 2 Timothy 2:15 said, "And show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." You need to read your Bible. That's part of your service. And back to Christ is to read your Bible. I didn't say you had to be a theologian. I didn't say that you had to read 100 pages a day. I'm just asking you, are you reading your Bible? Don't tell me you care for the things of God if you won't pick your Bible up from Sunday to Sunday. I'll call you a liar. Because if you really care for God, care for what He wants out of your life, then you'll care enough to pick up this book and read it. Well, we're shouting now, ain't we? I struggle to read my Bible some days. Do you do that? Do you struggle to read your Bible? I struggle to read my Bible. My flesh, it always wants to do something else. It's always got somewhere else to go. Something else that it wants to do. Something it wants to watch. We care for a lot of things, don't we? A lot of people stuck on social media, TV. A lot of people like to hunt and fish. Some people like to go to work. Some people like to watch football on TV. Boy, that's fixing to show up, ain't it? This coming month. I didn't say those things were wrong. I'm going to be like Brother Ralph. I didn't say those things were wrong. I'm just telling you, what do you care for? How about reading your Bible? What about prayer time? Our service to Him starts in reading our Bible and beginning to pray. Matthew 6, He tells us to get in our closet and pray. How about witnessing? When's the last time that you ever told somebody? What was it that He said in 1 Peter 3? "But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts and be ready always to give every man an answer that asks you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear." Mark chapter 5, the Lord Jesus Christ sent legion home and that to tell of the good things and the compassion that He had on him. His care. How much do we care about what God wants us to do for Him? Our Bible time, our prayer time. You say, "Well, I got all this stuff I need to do." We've all got stuff to do. You ever watch people make excuses? I ain't talking about for serving Christ. I mean, they just make excuses why they can't do something. There's always a reason. I'm getting ahead of myself. Do you know there's always a reason for you not to come to church? You'll find one if you want one. "I'm tired. My head hurts. I just don't feel good. We need to go do this." You can find a reason. I can always find a reason not to come. What we decided at our house, I'm not sure that we just sat down and decided it, but from the day that we got married, we just always went. When it got church time, we just went to church. That's what you do.
I mean, it's like getting up and going to work. You get up and you go to work. That's what you do. Sunday morning, it's time to go to church. We go to church. Sunday night, time to go to church. We go to church. Wednesday night, time to go to church. We go to church. Revival time to go to church. We just go to church. You know, church and serving the Lord can become very habit forming. And I think it should. I think serving the Lord ought to be a habit in our life. We got habits for everything else. We're habitual on everything else. Why can't we be habitual on reading our Bible in prayer time? Why can't we get up? And listen, I struggle with getting up in the morning and reading my Bible. A lot of preachers, they say, man, I get up at 5 o'clock and I go straight to the study and read the Bible. Or somebody will say, man, bless your heart and I'm glad you can do it. But I'm going to have to get up and get started for just a minute or two. I mean, I struggle when I get, if I went to the study when I first got out of bed, I'd fall right back to sleep. I mean, I'm trying to be honest this morning, but I do strive and act to do what He wants me to do because I think, and I hope that I've got a little care about what God thinks about my life for Him. And I want you to know something this morning. He does care about what you do for Him or don't do for Him. What about living that holy and separated life? You know, Titus chapter 3, the Apostle Paul said, this is his faithful saying, and these things I will that thou affirm, that they which have believed in God might be careful to maintain good works. He said they need to be careful to maintain good works. He does care about our works. He does care how we live. What was it? 1 Peter 1:16, he said, be ye holy for I am holy. God wants us to be holy and separated. That's in our service to Him. He wants us to care about those things. You remember me telling you the story a long time ago? My wife, she used to stay after me. She wanted me to help her take care of the dishes. And helping her take care of the dishes just wasn't a good enough step. She wanted me to want to take care of the dishes. Now, there's a difference in me taking care of the dishes and helping her do that, but then me wanting to take care of the dishes. You know, only the Lord's going to make me want to take care of the dishes. And you know, in our service to Him, to change how we're serving Him, sometimes we have to say, Lord, I know this stuff ain't right over here. My mind's over here a lot of times, and my drive is over here, my wants over here. And Lord, You're going to have to help me to see this. You know, what did we read in the book of Psalms 119 this past Wednesday night? What did we see about that? David was asking the Lord to help him do things over and over and over again. You remember that? And you know, sometimes to get our wants and our drive and our care, what we care for, in the right place, the Lord's going to have to help us do that. We read His book and say, Lord, I need some help with this. Lord, I need some help with my Bible reading. Lord, I need to care about my Bible reading. You know that I struggle with that. And I don't seem to care as much as I should care about it or my prayer time. I hope you're living for Him. But it shows up how much we care about His things. Let me ask you this. If we would care about the things that the Lord cares for, we would be in the right place. Wouldn't we? You think the Lord cares for sinners? I think He does. I think we ought to care for sinners. I think we ought to care enough to see folks saved. I think we ought to care enough to carry the gospel out to folk and see them saved. If we have the ability to help them when they're in need, I think we need to help them. What was it that the Apostle Paul said? I'm getting way ahead of myself. That he said at one time, he said this. He said, and as having therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men. He said, if we have opportunity, we need to do good unto all men. But then he said this, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. A lot of people have that backwards. They'll be better to lost people than they'll be to saved people. Paul said it just the opposite. He didn't say be bad to either one. He said, he said be good to all men, do good to all men. But he said especially to those that are saved. Where does our care lie? In our service to the Lord, but then how about in the sanctuary? Coming to church. Paul cared for the churches, didn't he?
Let me ask you, how much do you care for this church? You're here this morning, and I'm glad you're here. And there's some folk I know that care for this church. They're just not here today. And some people I scratch my head about. I think attendance shows a little bit about how much we care. If you care about something, you'll show up to it. You know, what did he say? Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. I think the Lord wants us to care about the church. Can I tell you that He died for the church? He ordained the church. This is the church is the one that carries the message of the gospel out. And listen, He cared for the church. Don't you think we should? Can I tell you that it's hard to care about some things when you see others who do not care? Sometimes when I see people not care, it really makes me not care either. But it shouldn't be that way. Our care should not be determined on whether anybody else cares or not. Amen? Our attendance to church should not matter whether anybody else is coming or not. Hey, I'm going. My family's going. I don't care who's there and who ain't there. We're going. This is what we're supposed to do. We love the Lord. We're going to go worship. We're going to go learn about Him. And while we're here, do we take part in the service? Do we care for the service of the church? Do we support the church? Support in our attendance. Support with our tithes, our times, our talent. I'm just asking, what do we care for? You know, church, what's the old saying? I've heard Brother Jeff say this before. You only get out of something how much you put into something. Can I ask you something? How many of you have prayed for the service this morning, this past week? I'm talking about what you care for, what I care for. See, when I sit and study this, see, the great thing for you is I have to handle all this before you get it. And you think that I'm beating up on you, but I am not. I'm really not. I'm not beating up on you, but man, I'm telling you, I sat in my study and I studied this and I sat and I have to contemplate and I have to meditate on all this stuff and I'm sitting there thinking, man, how much have I prayed for the service this past week? How much have I prayed for the Lord to show up Sunday morning and Sunday night and Wednesday night for Him to come by and man, to bless the singing and to help the Sunday school teachers and I try my best when I come to you, if you teach Sunday school, I not only pray for you, but I try to pray for you in your Sunday school class. I do. I mean, I'm just being honest. As your pastor, I try to pray for you in your Sunday school class. I know how tough it is to have to get something ready, to try to mind God and figure out what God wants. That's a big deal in itself, just trying to figure out what God wants. To care enough to figure out what God wants you to teach or what He wants you to preach. To care enough to spend time in prayer and meditate and study and try to figure those things out to have that kind of care. Man, I don't want to get up here and wing it. I don't want to get up here and Coasting is one of the biggest things that scares me to death. It scares me. That I just come in here and just don't care and we'll just do what we've always done and we'll go home, I'll draw a check and everybody will be happy. And that ain't no care. That ain't no, what good is that going to do your heart and your soul? If I don't care, we show that we support the church, one, and by coming, but then, two, and taking time to take part in it. To support what the church is doing, not only physically and that, whether it's choir singing or in special singing or whatever we have going on, revival time, whatever's going on, we come and we support it, but then we support also in the work of the church. We care for it. Do you care for our mission work? You should. Why should I care
for the mission. Paul put it like this, Philippians 4. He said, "Now you Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated with me as concerning giving and receiving, but ye only, for even in Thessalonica you sent once and again unto my necessity." Paul told the church at Philippi, he said, "When I was at Macedonia and when I was in Thessalonica, he said, you supported me because I had a need for the gospel." But he said this, "Not because I desire a gift, not because I wanted what you were going to send me, but I desire fruit that may abound to your account." Paul said, "I didn't desire to get a gift from you." But he said, "I desire to do something, and that for Christ, and in the, what you sent me in the support, there's going to be a what? Fruit that's going to abound to your account." You're talking about money. Yeah, I'm talking about money. Don't you know times are hard? I know times are hard. I know gas is high. I know inflation's running rampant. We go back to last Sunday. And they've a lot of people wore out. I mean, just anxiety's eating them up about what's going on in the world. I'm saying if we care for something, we'll support it. We'll see that it gets done. And sometimes you just have to make a determination, this is what I'm going to do. When's the last time you invited somebody to come to church? What was it, those statistics that I read to you here the other day, that like 2% of people come because the preacher invited them, and 2% come because they read it in the paper or they received something in the mail, but 86% of the people came when a friend invited them. I've thought about not telling people that I pastor here, and when I run into people, just say, "Hey, do you go to church anywhere?" And say, "We just want to invite you to come." Sometimes people get nervous when they get around the preacher. How much do we support the work of the church? How much do we care for it? Number three, how much do we care for the saint? Well, as I told you before, no doubt we already care for the sinner. We understand that. But how much do we care one for another? I think then you ought to have grace. You know that we're living in one of the, you know, they say all the stuff that we have is to make things go quicker and easier. I remember when we got our first microwave. Some of y'all can remember that. Now some of these running around here, they wouldn't know what life was like without one. But I can still remember when we got one. Man, it was supposed to speed things up. And you cook faster. And that way you can eat faster and have all this time to do other stuff. But it just seems like we've got so busy that we have forgot how to care one for another. You know, take your Bible and go to the book of Philippians. Am I doing okay this morning? All right. Look in chapter 2 and verse 19. The Apostle Paul is fixing to send Timothy and that to Philippi to check on the church. Look in verse 19, Philippians chapter 2, verse 19. "But I trust in the Lord Jesus to send Timotheus shortly unto you, that I also may be of good comfort when I know your state. For I have no man like-minded who will naturally care for your state. For all seek their own, not the things which are Jesus Christ. But you know the proof of him, that as a son with the Father, he hath served with me in the gospel. Him, therefore, I hope to send presently, so soon as I shall see how it will go with me." Now, Paul said a lot right there. Believe it or not, he said, "Look, I'm going to send Timothy to you to find out about you." But you know what he said about Timothy? He talked about his testimony right here. He said, "I want to know your state and know that you're of good comfort." He said, "For I have no man like-minded who will naturally care for your state." He said, "There's nobody like Timothy who's going to care for you like I've cared for you." He said, "Timothy's the only one that I believe that I can send to you that will care for you like I have." And notice what he said right here. Verse 20, he said, "He that will naturally care for you." Say verse 21, "For all seek their own, not the things which are of Jesus Christ."
He said, everybody else, I said, somebody else is seeking their own stuff and they're caring about other things. But Timothy, when I send him to you, he'll care for you. But look in verse 22. He said, but know ye the proof of him. What was he talking about? He was talking about the care that Timothy was going to have to love on them and to care for the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. The message that he was going to preach. He said, but know ye the proof of him, that as a son with the Father, he has served with me in the gospel. You know why Paul said that I have no man that will care for you like I will? Because he has seen what Timothy's going to do. He has seen the care of him in service and in work. He knows what he's going to do. He knows. He's seen him. What's going to happen? You know how people know that we care for them? You know, we can pray for people, and you need to. And I like it. I'll be honest with you. When people put their arm up around me, or they call me, or they text me, or they send a card in the mail, and say, preacher, I've been praying for you. I love that. And I'm not going to tell you that I ain't ever said before, but sometimes, if you're going to care for somebody, it's going to have to go more than a prayer. It is going to have to be that letter in the mail. You're going to have to take some time and go by the place and pick up a letter, pick up a card. I mean, really, it don't even probably have to be a card. You can probably take a piece of paper, write on it, and tell them how much you care for them, been thinking about them, I love them, and been praying for them, and send it in the mail. Phone call will go a long way. Just want to call and check on you. Don't want to keep you. Sometimes when I call people, I feel like I'm intruding on them. Now, some people, I don't feel that way. I call Brother Jeff sometimes. I never feel like I'm intruding on him unless I get him out of bed. I called Brother Caldwell yesterday. He had texted to check on Miss Jennifer's sister. And I called him. He had called me and then texted me, and I called him back. And I kind of felt bad after I called him back. That boy had worked all day and all night. And he said, preacher, I'm sitting down to eat some chicken and I'm fixing to go to bed. He said, I'm tired. I kind of wish I hadn't called him back. I wish I'd have just texted him at that point. But let me show you something. Let me show you something. Do you see how much that boy cared for what was going on in Miss Jennifer's family, that even though he's worked all night and he worked all day, he still took enough time to pick up the telephone to call and find out what was going on. He was dragging, man. He was dragging. Something y'all didn't know about Nick Daniels when Nick and Kayla was here. Nick's mother was passing away when she had cancer. She was, what they say at the nursing home, actively passing away. She was in that stage that where she was crossing over. It had snowed and ice had come that day. And he was out checking on his mama. But you know what that boy done? He called me while his mother was passing away. And he said, preacher, is there anybody else that needs any help? He said, I'm out and about. And he said, I can go take care of things if that needs to be done. Now you tell me about that. I'd have probably been falling to pieces. And I'm not saying that he wasn't. But I'm just saying there was some care there. There was some care. There was care about, let's say, 1 Corinthians 12, the Apostle Paul put it like this, that there should be no schism in the body, but that the members should have the same care one for another. And whether one member suffer, all the members suffer with it. And one member be honored, all the members rejoice with it. Sometimes it is going to check on somebody. Sometimes it is just going to their house and knocking on the door and saying, I don't want to stay long, but I just wanted to come by and check on you. You say, well, preacher, that takes time. It does take time. How much do we care one for another? I struggle with doing all of that. One of the worst things that I hate that ever happened with COVID, with my own life, is that they quit letting us go into the hospital for a long period of time. As pastors, if somebody went to the hospital, they wouldn't let us go in with them. You know, you could generally, a lot of times, you'd only take one person in. When Kelly was in the hospital with COVID, I believe I was the only one that could go in.
I was the only one on the list. And so my mind got trained after a period of time that I can't go to the hospital. And so now they have let used to it. If somebody was in the hospital, man, I was up early in the morning, put my clothes on at the door I went, and I was going to the hospital. I mean, I kind of feel like that's part of my job. That was part of my caring, how I showed that I cared as I would come and I'd visit with you. And if you were sick, I would pray with you and I was back out the door. I know what it's like to be in the hospital. Sometimes you don't want people there. Sometimes people will talk your ear off because they're happy to see you. You know what COVID has done? And I've had to relearn all this and try to get to that place is that they will now let us back into the hospital. And so my mind has to go back in that direction. And I'm just telling you things personal in my own life here, friend. How much do we care? We say we care for people, but what do we do? We know somebody's in need. Do we try to handle that need? Somebody is going through a hard time. Do we try to just be somebody that they can lean on and lean up to and look to? How much do we care? You say, preacher, I do all that. Let me say this morning. If you do that, then keep on doing it. But care. Listen, I don't want you to think that you preacher don't understand that you've got a job to work and a family. And that's not it at all. I'm just saying that the Apostle Paul right here, out of everything that he suffered through, he done it all for the cause of Christ and for the work of the church and for the ministry that God had gave him. As Christians, I think we ought to care for the things that God cares for. It's fire head this morning.